Praise God. Let's turn to Romans chapter 15, verse 13. Romans 15, 13. Now the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, that ye may abound in hope through the power of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Praise be to God. Father, we thank you and praise you, Lord, for that gift of hope. We know it's not listed in the gifts of the Spirit, but Father, it's implied all the way through your word from Genesis to Revelation. Hope. Hallelujah. Without it, we can't survive. Without it, we can't thrive. Without it, we can't be more than conquerors, Lord. Through Jesus Christ, who loved us and gave himself for us. And we thank you for that gift of hope. Hallelujah. Open up your word to us this morning, I pray, Father. Lord, let every ear be open. Let every heart be open to receive your word. And whatever I fail to bring forth, I pray that you will fill in by your Holy Spirit, Lord God. And I trust that you will. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name, and all God's people said,
Amen.
Amen. Please be seated. Hallelujah. Now, the God of hope, he is both the object and the author of our hope, isn't he? We look to him, and we have hope.
That's right. Yes.
And yet still, he puts that hope in our hearts by the Holy Spirit, which he has given to us. Amen?
Amen.
Praise God. Hope means the desire of something good with the expectation of obtaining it.
Amen.
Hallelujah. The expectation of future good. That's hope. You know, I wake up with hope every single day of my life. The older I get, the more aches and pains I have, the more, you know, different things going on in my body and everything else. But I look to each day with hope. Why? Because I know the author of that hope. His name is Jesus. Hallelujah. You know, life is full of seemingly hopeless situations. You know, I'm glad I don't put my trust in, you know, Obama's hope and change. What has that done for us? Oh, my God. There's no hope, and the changes are like out of this world, you know. It's like nothing that we have experienced in this country in my lifetime. Thank God that's not our hope. But life is full of hopeless situations. Turn to Luke chapter 7. Luke chapter 7. The widow of Nain. You know that word Nain means pleasantness? You think maybe the pleasantness went out of her life for a period of time here? Has the pleasantness ever gone out of your life for a period of time? Until you get restored by the hope that is found in Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Luke chapter 7, verse 11. And it came to pass the day after that he went into a city called Nain, and many of his disciples went with him. This is talking about Jesus and much people. And when he came nigh to the gate of the city, behold, there was a dead man carried out, the only son of his mother, and she was a widow, and much people of the city was with her. And when the Lord saw her, what did he say? Well, you know, life and death, it's, you know, it happens. Part of life is death. No, he had compassion on her, and he said to her, "Weep not." Praise God. And he came and touched the bier, that would be the stretcher type thing that the body was laid out on. And he said, "Young man, I say unto thee, arise." Hallelujah. And he that was dead sat up and began to speak, and he delivered him to his mother. Hallelujah. Imagine this situation. Hopeless. Here she is, a widow, She only has this one son to rely on to provide for her means, and he dies. But there's hope even in the midst of death. We have all had things die in our lives, you know? And I'm going to leave it to you to imagine and to think of what may have died in your life. What may have seemed to have been absolutely dead and no more. And what has happened? Time and time again in my life, Jesus has spoken a word into my situation and said, "Arise. Arise. Weep not." You know, weeping may endure for a night, but joy cometh in the morning. Hallelujah. How many times have I gone to bed with things weighing so heavily on my heart I could hardly sleep, to wake up in the morning and find that God had worked it all out somehow, and I could have peace, the peace of passeth all understanding.
Amen.
Praise be to God. You know, I remember when I was on the night city desk at the Times Herald Record, and I had a managing editor who didn't like me. You ever had a boss who doesn't like you? You know, and you think you're never going to advance any further. And here I am working night after night, you know, coming home drained, and you know, yeah, you've experienced that, haven't you, Walt? And this guy would not cut me a break. You know, I'd come in the morning, next morning. Well, why did you let him run that headline? Why did you put this story here? Why did you do this, that, and the other thing, you know? And one day, all of a sudden, you know, I would go home at night just drained. And the first thing I would do would be to go up into the third floor, this little room I had, which was unheated, but I had a space heater. And I used to get down on my knees and open my Bible and say, "Lord, where do you want me to be tonight in your word?" And he would, you know, lead me from one place to the next and the next. Praise be to God. That's a great way to study the Bible. It's on your knees. Hallelujah. And one day I went in and he was gone. He was just gone. And this woman came in, a new managing editor. She saw my abilities, and she immediately promoted me to Sunday editor of the Times Herald Record. Praise be to God. It was a seemingly hopeless situation. But where there's God, there's hope. Where there's Jesus, there's hope. You know, they say where there's life, there's hope. But where the Prince of Life is, Jesus, there is real hope.
Amen.
In every situation. Praise be to God. Hallelujah. You know, only God can orchestrate things like that. He can remove, you know, that psalm that says you look for them and they're not there.
Yeah.
Where did he go? Next thing, he's got boxes outside his office, you know, with books and all his desk belongings. He's gone. Praise be to God. Hallelujah. I'm going to pull a Walt here. Where Jesus intersects our trouble, he brings order out of the rubble. Amen. Praise be to God. Hallelujah. You know, unbelievers have no real hope. If you look at Ephesians 2, verse 12, because this describes each one of us before we came to a saving knowledge of Jesus Christ, that at that time, Ephesians 2, 12, you were without Christ, being aliens from the commonwealth of Israel,
Amen.
Strangers from the covenants of promise, having no hope and without God in the world. That's a bad place to be. I was there for 35 years.
Amen.
35 years I was there. That's a bad place to be. Can you imagine if I had died in that state, in that condition? Oh my God, I would have been lost. I want to give us some scriptures to contemplate here. Romans 8, verse 24. I like the word, you know, because the word can speak it better than I can speak it. You know, David Wilkerson used to say that illustrations are good, they're windows, but, you know, the sunlight is the word. Amen. Coming through the window. Romans 8:24, for we are saved by what? Hope. Hope is salvation. But hope that is seen is not hope, for what a man seeth, why doth he yet hope for? You know, it's a matter of faith. Hope and faith go hand in hand, don't they? But if we hope for that we see not, then do we with patience wait for it. Praise be to God. Hallelujah. 1 Peter chapter 1. Verse 3. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, which according to His abundant mercy hath begotten us again unto a lively hope. The last scripture talked of salvation. This one talks of the certainty of our resurrection. That's what it's talking about in context. The certainty of our resurrection. Hey, how you doing?
Hello.
Lad, good to see you.
Good to be here. Yes.
Praise God. Up from Florida, huh?
Yeah.
Praise God. Romans 4:18. You know, I love this scripture. Romans 4:18, talking about Abraham, who against hope believed in what? Hope. When it seemed hopeless, he said, no, I have hope. Because I know whom in whom I believe.
Yes.
I know whom I have believed, and I am persuaded that He is able to what?
Keep
that which I have committed unto Him against that day. Praise be to God. Who against hope believed in hope, that he might become the father of many nations, according to that which was spoken, so shall thy seed be. He had a surety that God's plan for him would come to pass. We have to have the same surety. God's plan for us will come to pass. And nothing can stop it. But we have to have that blessed hope. Hallelujah. Hebrews chapter 6. Hebrews chapter 6, verse 18. That by two immutable things in which it was impossible for God to lie. Can God lie?
No.
Of course not. And where is His truth spoken but right here? Plus, He speaks through His Spirit, as we see every Sunday here, as He speaks through His saints who are led by the Holy Spirit of God. And He cannot lie. In which it was impossible for God to lie, we might have a strong consolation who have fled for refuge to lay hold upon the hope set before us. And that, in context, is talking about the knowledge that heaven is our future home. Heaven is my future home. And I have that hope. That means that I can look at, you know, 9/11s and terrorist threats and, you know, the garbage that's going on around the world and the economic chaos that's occurring in this nation, and I can still have a blessed hope. Wait a minute. This isn't my home. You know, it can get as chaotic as it will, but it's not my home, and it's not my hope. My hope is up there.
Amen.
With the Lord Jesus Christ in heaven. Praise be to God.
Don't sweat small stuff.
Yeah.
It does not change you.
Amen. In verse 19, which hope we have as an anchor of the soul, both sure and steadfast, and which entereth into that within the veil. We have an invisible anchor rooted in an invisible kingdom that is going to hold fast. Why? Because it's built on the solid rock of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
And it's embedded in that rock. And nobody can yank that anchor out.
Amen.
And it's attached to us, each one of us. We have the other end of the anchor. Praise be to God.
Amen.
What more could we ask for? 1 Thessalonians 4:13. But I would not have you to be ignorant, brethren, concerning them which are asleep or who have died before us, that ye sorrow not, even as others which have no hope. That's comfort, even in the death of others. I've lost my father, my mother. I trust the Assembly of God pastor who's led me to the Lord, that he said of my father that he led him to the Lord on his deathbed. So I trust I'm going to see him. I know my mother was saved. I'm going to see her. I'm going to see others who have gone on before. Members of this body. Elizabeth.
Amen.
Was our latest, you know, person to go home to be with the Lord.
Amen.
She didn't die. She came to a greater place of life. Life eternal. The hope of glory. Praise be to God. Hebrews 3:6. I know I'm giving a lot of scripture, but praise God. The Word of God is quick and powerful. Amen? Sharper than any two-edged sword. Hallelujah. Praise be to God. Hebrews 3:6. But Christ, as a son over his own house, whose house we are the temple of the Holy Ghost, aren't we? And we are the house of Jesus Christ. This is where he has chosen to dwell on the face of this earth. He doesn't live in Detroit or Calicoon. He lives right here, inside of me. Jesus, the Son of God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Praise be to God. Whose house are we if we hold fast the confidence and the rejoicing of the hope firm unto the end? That's a promise that we are God's temple. And His Shekinah glory now lives in us instead of an earthly temple built of stones. That Shekinah glory of God dwells within us. You know, when you get down on your knees sometimes and you sense, you just wait upon the Lord, you know, and you're saying, Lord, I want to fellowship with you. I want to commune with you. And all of a sudden, you sense the presence of God just rising up within you. And you realize that only the high priest, once a year, could go into that Holy of Holies and see the Shekinah glory of God. That you and I have that privilege every single day of our lives to experience the Shekinah, the actual presence of God Almighty in our lives. What a privilege. What a privilege. Praise be to God. Hallelujah. Give you a few more. Titus 2:13. Titus 2:13, looking for that blessed hope and the glorious appearing of the great God and our Savior, Jesus Christ. And what is that blessed hope? The rapture. That before it gets too awfully bad, what is God going to do? with a shout of the archangel and the voice of God, he's going to call us unto himself. And we will ever be with the Lord, and thus comfort yourself with these words. Praise be to God. He's going to take us out of this world before he pours out the real bad stuff that is going to come upon an unbelieving world, and we will be with him forever in heaven. Hallelujah. 1 Timothy 1:1. I know I'm giving you a lot of scripture. Hope you don't mind it. If you do, you got a problem. 1 Timothy 1:1. Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ by the commandment of God our Savior and Lord Jesus Christ, which is our hope. Jesus is our hope. Amen?
Right.
You know, I can believe in this, and I've had people try to dissuade me from this. You have that Jesus project that is trying to say that, you know, 90% of what's written in red, Jesus never said, and all this other junk. But you can't take Jesus away from me. You know, when Richard Wurmbrand, the founder of Voice of the Martyrs, was in prison in Romania for 14 years, he said they used to drug us, you know, till it got to the point where he couldn't even... He was a pastor. He was a Christian pastor, a Jewish man, a Jewish believer. Before they arrested him for nothing more than being a Christian and beat him and beat him and beat him, and he said they drugged us until a point where I could not even remember the Lord's Prayer. I couldn't remember it. They just took all that from me, but he said there was one word that I remembered, and it was Jesus. And he said I clung to that every day of my life for 14 years. I clung to the name of Jesus, and nobody could take that away from me. Praise be to God. Hallelujah. Romans 5:5. This tells us how hope is obtained. And hope maketh not ashamed, because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost, which is given unto us.
That's right.
Jesus imparts that hope within us. And the love of Christ. And faith. And all of those wonderful things of our faith, of our Christian faith, he implants within us by the power of the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Without it, I would have no hope. Without it, I couldn't love anybody. Without it, I would have no faith to live day by day in a world that is so faithless and full of garbage that you can't get your hands about it anymore. I don't recognize this country anymore. I really don't.
That's right.
I don't recognize so many things that, you know, I grew up with. They're no longer there. But I have that blessed hope. And why? Because Jesus put it inside of me. Hallelujah. You know, true Christian hope is fashioned and formed in the heat of contrary circumstances, in which Jesus reveals himself often at the last minute as our deliverer. Praise be to God. And it's his love for us that brings him time and time again to our rescue. Praise be to God. Do you know how many times he's rescued me in so many circumstances? You know, even before I came to know him, he rescued me because he had a plan and a purpose for my life. Hallelujah. You know, I can remember situations that I was in where, you know, thank God for a godly mother who brought me to Sunday school when I was a little kid. Hated to go. You know, had to practically drag me by my ear to get me in there. But things that I memorized when I was a kid came back to me later in life, you know? So that when I was at the very bottom, I could lie there and say, "My Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name." And God rescued me out of those things until finally he brought me to the place where I surrendered my life to him and he could start to do with me what he had planned all along. He had trained me. You know how good training it is to be a writer and an editor? You know, you learn to work with words, and this is the word. So it just fit me to a T, you know? And God knew that when he led me to that place of journalism, which I knew nothing about, had no training in whatsoever, answered an ad at the Times Herald Record to be a darkroom technician. I knew nothing about photography either, but God knows they hired me. And then from there, I went on to become a reporter, editor, and finally Sunday editor of the Times Herald Record. God knows what he's doing. Praise be to God. Hallelujah. And of course, as with all things, in faith, hope comes by meditating and embracing the Word of God. Hallelujah. Just a couple more thoughts here. Psalm 119:49. How do we get that hope? David gives us a clear answer. 119:49, "Remember the word unto thy servant upon which thou hast caused me to hope." David hoped because he had the word of God. And he only had the Old Testament. He didn't have the New, which is full of much greater and precious promises. Praise be to God. 2 Samuel 12:23, David on the death of his son whom he had with Bathsheba, "I shall go to him, but he shall not return to me." He knew he was going to see that son again. He's not coming back, but guess what? I'm going to go to him because I know the word of God and I know what God has promised. The expectation of future good. That's what hope is. And that hope isn't just heaven in the sweet by and by. It's today. And it's tomorrow.
Yes.
We have that hope. We have a hope that no one can take away from us, and that hope is Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I got a ton of more scriptures here, but we're getting running a little late. I just read them all. I'll just give you a couple things here. What does hope produce? Purity. 1 John 3:3, "And every man that hath this hope in him purify himself even as he is pure." It produces patience. "But we hope that for we see not, then do we have patience to wait for it." Joy. Rejoicing in hope, Paul said. It produces assurance. It produces stability. And I just want to close with that one. Colossians chapter 1. It produces stability. I've met some pretty unstable people in my life. They obviously didn't have this hope. Colossians chapter 1, beginning with verse 19, talking about Jesus. "For it pleased the Father that in him should all fullness dwell, and having made peace through the blood of his cross, by him to reconcile all things unto himself, By him I say, whether they be things in earth or things in heaven, and you that were sometime alienated and enemies in your mind by wicked works, yet now hath he reconciled in the body of his flesh through death to present you holy and unblameable and unreprovable in his sight, if ye continue in the faith grounded and settled, and be not moved away from the hope of the gospel which ye have heard, and which was preached to every creature which is under heaven, wherefore I, Paul, am made a minister. Amen. Praise be to God. Stability. Hold fast that hope unto the end. Praise be to God. And we'll be stable. Hallelujah. God stabilizes. Hallelujah. Just a couple closing thoughts. You know who said, where there's life, there's hope? It was Cicero. Remember that guy, Cicero, you learned about in school years ago? But I say, where there is hope, there is life. Amen? If you don't have any hope, you don't have any life. I've known some hopeless people who've just given up on life because they had nothing to hope for. And next to the gospel of love is the gospel of hope. And people desperately need it. We read that scripture says, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. So does love by the word of God. And so does hope. Hope Amen. Cometh by hearing.
That's right.
And hearing by the word of God. I'll just close with a quote from guy I really respect, G. Campbell Morgan, if you've ever heard of him. I'm always inspired by him because he had no formal training, you know. I don't have a master's of divinity. But he loved the Word of God, and he studied it, I'm sure, on his knees, like I have. And he wound up pastoring the Westchester Chapel in London, and ministering alongside two greats, D.L. Moody and D. Martin Lloyd-Jones, two heavyweights of the faith. And just a short quote from him. He says, I never begin my work in the morning without thinking that perhaps he may interrupt my work and begin his own. That's hope. Praise be to God. Hallelujah. That's hope. And I have that same desire that he had. Father, we thank you and praise you, Lord. We thank you that you are the author of our hope. You are the author and finisher of our faith. You are the one who shed abroad your love in our hearts by your Holy Ghost. Father, we just thank you and praise you, Lord, for that hope that we have, that we don't have to be hopeless like a world that seems to be spinning out of control, Lord, whose wheels have come off, Lord. We still have that blessed hope.
Amen.
Not only that you'll one day take us out of here, but that day by day you will keep us by the power of your Holy Ghost. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Amen. We'll close with a song. The altar will be open for prayer. Praise be to God.
Whatever it is, when all is well.
Sisters who have a heart after you, that we can just worship you in spirit and truth and in oneness. And I thank you, Father, for the special gifts that you have given us, especially today, this gift of hope.
Yes, Lord.
And I pray, Father, that we just ever readily let go of those things of this world and reach out to the things, the riches of your kingdom, of which this hope lies, ready to be appropriated for those who are not looking to see, but those who are looking to see only by your Spirit the things that you have prepared for those who love you. And so, Lord, I hope that we enter into a deeper and richer aspect of the hope that you have put in our heart already, and that we might walk in that hope as we walk in the faith and walk in your love, that we might walk in that love, knowing that you have nothing but good in store for your children. Help us, Lord, not to only thank you for what you're doing in our hearts,
but that you give us the ability to share that hope with those that we come in contact with outside these walls, Lord, that others too might be drawn to the blessed hope that we have in our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Praise God.